Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I mean, yeah, we had hits on,
his school face. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he do got some beef with a couple of rappers, a couple of local rappers, and you know he aired it out. Now, any of those rappers want to come on the show and they want to say, "Well, this is my version of it," by all means, hit us
please
up
do.
On Facebook. We got you can hit us at sincity.spruce.com. I mean, shit, hit us up. Let us know, dog. We'd love for you to come on the show. Speak your mind. I mean, we ain't out to try to, we ain't trying to harm nobody. We're trying to help everybody. You feel me?
I feel you. We're giving y'all ample opportunity. Say what you got to say. All right, man. Enough of that, man. Let's keep it moving, man. Let's keep it moving.
Okay.
We got the chat room open up.
Right.
So if anybody out there want to get in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, chat room will open up. Go to blogtalkradio.com/SinCity. Hit the chat room up. We're doing it like that. We got the chat room open up at SinCity.spruce.com. We got 100 avenues for y'all to reach us.
Right. Hit your boys up. Listen to us. We try to do this thing. Hey, but you know what, man? Let's do what we always do. Let's have fun. We go back to fun mode, man. We gonna have fun. That was the public service announcement for today, but we would like to have fun.
Hold on a second, man. We gonna have some fun, man. I gotta get my ENJ, dog. Got to sip on my ENJ. You know what I mean? If we're going to have some fun, you know how I get, because you know I'm the bad guy.
Right.
So, you know, having fun to me, you know I got to piss me some people off.
Okay.
I see we got callers on the show. If y'all want to get in, push one, join the conversation. I see, I don't know if that's Janine or not.
That's the regular. That's Janine and Sunshine, man. Now, Sunshine might be at work, but Janine, you know, she just so she gets these special privileges all the time. Janine, what's up?
Oh, Lord.
Nothing.
She ain't push one, man. She just want to listen. Now, see, Sunshine push one.
Oh, okay.
So you know we got to bring Sunshine in the house. Oh, we got LaFonda on the line too.
Okay, what's up?
What's up, LaFonda?
2 hours of sleep, just to let you know.
Hey, baby, we appreciate it. We ain't got nothing but love for you. Matter of fact, I hate to bring it back up, but we had to send a little message out there to every motherfucker that had something bad to say yesterday.
Man, motherfuckers is being retarded on my fucking Facebook. Why did you inbox me? If you got something to say, I feel like you just said so everybody can see it. Don't inbox my ass because that's just ignorant as hell. And Jay Baller, this Negro called me out and tells me that I hate her on his fucking music. Well, he ain't even no nigga. He a white boy. He said I was being a hater on his music. Sweet, ain't nobody being no hater on your music. I just told you, you scream fucking much. Don't nobody want to hear nobody screaming over a beat. I'm doing it because I'm angry. Motherfucker, I should be the most angriest person in the goddamn world right now.
Hey,
well,
you know what?
We're not even going to address them. If they want to call in, They know the number because they listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
So if they got something to say, I mean, rappers,
he said he
feel free to call us.
He archived the show. He said he went back and, like, listened to the show. He's like, I don't like that you said you don't like my music. But, nigga, you just sit there on my page and wrote that his school city is basically, he's like, it's trash. I said, motherfucker, please don't start calling out people because your shit ain't shit. You act like you want to hear about he's back to claim his throne. What throne, Negro? Your shit ain't hot.
Okay, well, if he archived it, then I'm pretty sure he know the show is live tonight. So
Please call in. Because, like I told him, I said, you really don't want me to go ham on you because you deserve it. I said, you suck. And instead of you just saying, you know what, I'm cool, I'm going to give it to the people who came before me because he came before you.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave that one alone. Now, I got one more quick question. Sunshine, you called the show yesterday, right? At the end, right?
Yeah.
And you was talking, what were you talking about, basketball-wise, right?
Oh, Lord,
Something along those lines? Now, earlier when we were talking, we decided we gonna chit chat about the basketball wise. Apparently, a lot of you ladies watch that show. Am I right?
A lot of men watch the show too.
Well, that's true. I don't watch it, but I've watched it before.
Between single ladies and basketball wise, that was like Monday was like the hottest night to be in the house watching TV.
Just the game is off, right, Janine? As long as the game ain't on, Janine's down to watch anything.
I'm pissed off about single ladies and high ending. How you gonna end with her getting two marriage proposals and with Malcolm, I don't even know what the fuck going on with him. Like, damn, did he play Keisha? She finally settled down with a nigga and she got the shit played out of her.
I don't even know what single ladies is.
Mm-mm. Are you serious? That's like the hot. You got Stacey Dash. What the hell is the chick
Lisa
name?
Lisa Ray.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that old gold didn't want to be broad. Fuck up.
She's fine, though, man. Whenever you finish, she's fine as hell.
I mean, I can't take that away from her, but come on, dog. I've heard some interviews that she done had, and, dog, everything she talk about is money. Motherfucker gotta have this. That's why her boy played the shit out of her. Like, yeah, all right, I got it. Come on, bend your ass on over.
I feel like this. Because my cousins always say it to me, too. She's like, you settle for the dude that ain't got shit. Not really, but I don't really care what kind of car you drive. As long as you got a job or you doing something to positively affect your life, I don't give a fuck what you do. She's like, a dude got to drive a Lexus or better. He got to have money. He got to have a job where he making more than six figures. Like I told her, I said, honey, you not going to find a man out here like that unless you want a white man.
No, okay, but
not going to find a white man like that either.
Well, let me ask, what's she got? What's she bringing to the table?
She don't have a job, number one. She got, like,
so in other
three kids.
So the only thing she bring to the table is pussy.
Basically, pussy and head.
Who the hell are y'all talking about?
Huh? I ain't going to even put her name out there like that.
Oh, this is an actual person. I'm thinking it's somebody from a damn show.
No, it's an actual person.
In her
phone, this is exactly how she breaks rules. When she gets your number, if you driving a Durango, that's what your name is in her phone. She don't even know your real name. She know what kind of car you drive.
So you may tell me if I pull up on her in a Pinto, that's going to be my name, Pinto.
No, you won't be getting in her phone. She won't give you the time of day. You could be the finest nigga in the world, and you could be, like, the best dude in the world. You could, like, have everything together, but you driving a tour car. It can't have no scratches up in it. It can't be missing no parts. It got to have rims on there. You got to have sound system. You got to hop out like you got money. I said most of these niggas is driving these cars. They rental cars on club nights. I said Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, honey. Them are club nights. They went and rented that car. Or they borrowed it from their mama or their other girl.
Man, I'm not renting no motherfucking car to go to the Prestige. You crazy as hell.
People ask you that.
Hey, actually, you're not lying a lot. You got a lot of people that do that, man. You got a lot of motherfuckers that, I mean, dude. That's crazy.
I done had plenty of dudes come at me when I went to, like, Secret on a Thursday night or when I used to go to, Damn, they stole his car. I'm watching this dude project out here.
Hey, just let y'all know, we got a new chat room going on. So when y'all go to the chat room, y'all got to look for view rooms, and then you got to hit the Sin City room. That's where we at now.
Oh, okay.
It's still on the site, but once you hit chat, it's going to open up a new window, and then you hit view rooms, and then you hit the Sin City one. That's where we at. It's a new little thing we're trying out.
That's what I'm on my way to. I'm on my way into the room.
I'm already in there, man.
Okay. Well, hey, check this out, man. I got this question I want to ask, man. I got this question I want to propose to the ladies. Well, you too, man. I had this conversation with somebody, right? And, you know, this person, they told me, they said, you know, I met them when I was, like, 21. I was, like, 20, 21 when I met them. They were, like, in their 30s. I was dealing with them, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we clicked, but we didn't click. Cause, I mean, as far as I was concerned, we didn't click because she was trying to change. Now, I ran into her, and I was asking. I was like, you know, she was asking questions like, how you been doing this, that, and the other, you know. And, you know, I mean, just a whole bunch of questions. And I asked her, I say, well, let me ask you this. By you being so much older than me, and I remember her telling me all this stuff she used to do, you know, when she was my age. Like, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Threesomes. She was like, I did them, you know, me and my girl, we did them, you know, we did them with this guy, you know, okay, fine, that's all fine and good, I had no problem with that. So then, I asked, I said, would you have gave me one? She said no.
I said, well, she liked you too much.
But no, you did them, why come I can't? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I asked, I said, don't you think you were trying to rob me for my youth?
Are you serious? You are not serious right now.
Let me ask you a question, man. Okay, you say you were 21, right?
Yeah.
And she was in her 30s that you just ran into her not too long ago?
I mean, I seen him, we had a general conversation, yeah.
Damn, man. She's still alive? This when you was 21, she got to be in her, what, 60s?
Nah, motherfucker. But nevertheless, I mean, she was like, you know, but then, I mean, not only that, it wasn't only the threesome thing, but it was like the way she dressed me. She like, man, now I'm 21. She want me to wear Dockers and motherfucking polo shirts. You know what I'm saying? I want my jersey and my blue jean shorts. And then she wanted me to wear sandals. Hell, I'm almost 49. I still ain't wearing no damn sandals. And, you know, it was just like when we would go out to get something to drink. She want me to drink White Zinfandel and, you know what I'm saying?
She's trying to make you grow up in a way. She's trying to make you more sophisticated than what you were, because even though you wanted to wear your jerseys and your jeans or whatever, she was trying to like let you know there's more to that than just this. I'm 30 and I already seen what you going through. Like she'd already been with a dude that was wearing what you wearing. She's just trying to like make you a little bit older. You should have just told her I'm not trying to change. But I can deal a little bit with what you trying to teach me, but don't try to change me completely. That's the only thing you have to say to her.
Okay, but well, now let me ask you this. How can I learn from your mistakes? I mean, I don't know what you've been, I don't know what your life consists of. You just saying, don't do this. I mean, that's just like
did
I can't.
Did you ask her why she's saying that? I mean, in a relationship, because I've always dated older dudes. I've never dated a dude that was my age. You always had to be older than me for me to even talk to you. And most of them, like,
but my thing is this. I mean, yeah, you could tell me don't do this. You know what I'm saying? But hell, until I see what the consequences of me doing it, I'm not going to not do it just because you told me not to do it.
So you like your child,
like. Yeah, I mean, shit, didn't we all? Hell, I'm pretty sure ain't none of us wait till we was in our 30s to decide to have kids. So, yeah, we pretty much all learned.
Yeah, I probably would have waited till I was 30. So with my daughter, I would have waited. Actually, I wouldn't have lost my virginity the way I did. If I had a choice.
You learned the hard way, right?
No. First of all, I got raped when I lost my virginity. My son's father, like my doctor told me, he was like, since you didn't give it up, technically you're still a virgin. I got raped with my daughter. I had my daughter. Instead of me getting an abortion, I had my daughter. I didn't go do abortion. But also, it took me a really long time to bond with my daughter.
I think you just depressed everybody. I think everybody just started to shed a tear for a second.
Well, let me ask a question. Isn't that the same thing as a woman trying to change a man? I mean, you know how this dude was before you met him. Why do women think they can change you? I don't understand that.
I don't think she was technically trying to change him. I think she was trying to make the man change his clothes. She was trying to make him into the man she wanted him to be when she should have been looking for the man that she wanted.
Well, if she's trying to make him the man that she wants, and that's the same as trying to change him, she's trying to change him into what she wants him to be.
No, because she's trying to mold him into the man she wanted. Like,
she didn't want a real man.
When you go out and find a woman, you saying when you go out and find a woman that that woman is everything you want her to be, you don't want to change, like, little snippets about her or nothing. You just want, okay, I'm fine with the way you are. You ain't going to say, oh, dang, it's some stuff that, babe, if you could do
now,
that.
Now, hold on for a second. If I'm a sweatsuit guy, when I go out, I might wear a Nike sweatsuit or something, right? Let me finish. I meet you.
And he said,
we go out. Now you want me to wear, you know, a sweater. I don't wear sweaters. But now you always on my trail about how I dress. So now you're trying to change the way I dress. You're trying to change me.
But everywhere you go, you can't wear jerseys and jeans. Sometimes you have to dress it up. I mean, I don't know about everybody else. I know every once in a while I like to go to an upscale club where you have to come in there with not no gym shoes on. You have to come in there with some Stacey Adams on or something.
Hold on, LaFonda. I was 21. I mean, I knew if I was going out, I knew how to dress to go out. I knew what
to wear. But she wanted you to dress a certain way all the time.
Right. That's my whole thing. She wanted me to wear Dockers and polo shirts.
But did you ask her why?
Yeah, I already know why. Because she couldn't make her husband do it. Her husband wouldn't do it, so she felt like, okay,
no.
I got this guy.
Well, you ain't
thinking
about no husband, motherfucker.
She thought she could mold you into the perfect man that she wanted. That's all that was.
Well, you know what, man? I'm gonna tell you, dog. This is what a husband was saying to himself.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
You know, Father Time don't
believe in
that.
You know how he waited to put the husband at the end.
Yeah, you know, Father Time don't like that, man. You done got that man started. Smoke started coming out the top of his head.
I mean, okay, well, maybe I should have mentioned the husband earlier, but nevertheless.
Why you dumb?
She wasn't important.
What?
Was he married while you was dealing with her?
Yeah, she was married.
You're going to hell. You know you're not supposed to. I feel like this. I don't fuck with any married anything at any point in time. Like, you can't be married. You can't even be separated. Honey, I better see some damn divorce papers because I already had somebody do me like that. Well, he told me I'm separated. Do you know this Negro went back and got the bitch pregnant? And then on top of that, we was living together. And one day I went to work, worked the double, came back home, all my furniture and everything was gone out of that fucking apartment.
LaFonda, baby, listen. I want you to listen to me, LaFonda. All right.
I got fucked over, but I'm good. I don't bring you to the next relationship that I have. I've been fucked over a lot though.
LaFonda. Huh? Listen. I want you to listen to me. I understand that you fucked over a lot. I understand that. I mean, you make it clear every time that you're on the show, you give us something about you being fucked over. Baby, if I could take it all away from you, I wish I could. I can't. So, LaFonda, just try to have fun when we're on the show. Let's not think about so many negative things. Let's just think of things.
I found somebody that I really, really like. But how do you tell somebody, like, okay, I like you, because you
LaFon, I'm going to let you on a little secret, okay? For all those men that fucked you over, this is from me to you, okay? Are you listening?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is from me to you, LaFon. This is dedicated to all them dudes that fucked you over, all right?
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Okay? Just believe in me, baby. Just believe in me. That's all I'm saying. Just believe in me. And everything will be right.
All right, well, let me ask something, man. Let me ask something. Like, okay, the point I was trying to get to until y'all dogged me out about her being married was, dog, we used to sit there and we used to talk, and she would tell me all these wild escapades she had. All the type of wild escapades. So now in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay, you, this is what you do? This is how you get down? Okay, I can roll with that. But now you're going to tell me, no, I ain't doing none of that. I can't do none of that with you because I did it in the past. Well, hold on. I ain't never
he
did it before.
You.
I was trying.
He really did like you. For a woman to tell
that
to
do with
she
it?
Had to really... Okay, if I'm feeling
she
a dude...
She must have liked you too much. She didn't got there and share the joy.
If I'm feeling a dude, I'm not going to... Well, I don't do threesomes anyway because I feel like this. It's too much you can do to a dick. For me to be letting another female all up in my
This is father time talking. I even disagree with what you just said.
It's too much. I can
and
do.
Everybody know how I feel.
I don't do.
I totally disagree with that. You know how I am. I totally disagree with what you just said about threesomes.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with sharing, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with sharing.
Yes, it is. I'm greedy with
damn
my
lie.
How come you ain't ever done one?
Don't listen to him. Do not listen to him because he's lying. He don't like to share shit. You stingy motherfucker. Shut up lying.
Motherfucker.
How do you lie?
But you get her free for all to cheat, and you never know. What if that dude put it on her better than you did? After she had, or that female, you know, it'd be better than you could. She go, you never know if she gonna be sneaking back to go get something from that. It's the book is called My His Wife.
Wait a minute, I gotta put y'all on hold right quick. My auntie in the hospital when she called me, so y'all gotta hold right quick.
None of your business.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just don't share.
Now, we do all agree that a threesome is only two girls and a dude, right?
No, because somebody told me that a threesome is three people. So, but then a whole bunch of dudes on one page was like, a threesome
two chicks and a dude, right? Because two dudes and a chick is a sword fight.
That's not true.
Hold on, man. Now, I gotta stop you there. I gotta stop you because you know we didn't did some things, and I mean
yeah. But y'all said that she went to the woman part. She said it was like cheating.
I wanna know why you ain't never done one. Has anybody never asked you? Have you ever been asked to participate in one?
Yes, I've been asked plenty of times to participate in one. I just won't do it.
Okay, why you won't do it?
It's not my cup of tea. First of all, I don't want to put my face down there. Well, I'm going to say this. I'm a woman. We have hoes that leads to God knows what. So, with that being said, I don't want to put my face down there. Personally,
you know,
I don't.
Wait a minute, hold up. I wouldn't say that if I was a woman. I would not say, well, we got holes to lead to God knows where. Then turn around and be like, hey, you want to have sex with me? I don't know what a hole leads to.
But then they expect you to put your face down there, though.
Actually, personally, I haven't had nobody actually do it correctly in the first place, so I really don't care. I've never had, I told you, only one dude. The dude that I was telling y'all about, that's the only dude that made me come. So with that being said, it don't really matter to me. Dick is dick. I don't chase after it. I'm not going to chase after you at any point in time. If it's good, I call you every now and later. If it's not, if you don't call for me, that's on you. You can't get mad at me. You didn't do your damn job.
Okay, LaFonda, hold on for a second.
Hello.
Okay, LaFonda, we about to take you to school, okay? Janine, you want to break it down for us? Break it down to us, Janine.
Why
take
I have to break it down? Huh?
Take her to school, teacher.
What I meant?
Like a sensei.
My thing is, I don't understand, because if you suck dick, you're going down anyway. Because the dick done been in the hole, and you're going down if you're sucking on the dick.
But it came up out of me, so
how you know it just came up out of you? It could have been in somebody else an hour ago.
That's exactly
right.
That's true. So
I mean, that's true. You really don't know what people do. You really don't know.
Yeah, and that's why you get a bath before you even try to fuck me, because I'm,
Wait a minute, man. You make an old man take a bath?
You gotta go take that damn shower. I'm so serious. You gotta go take that damn shower, honey.
Come on now, LaFonda. Come on now.
That's reaching.
I've never had sex without taking a shower first. We can do it in the shower, honey. All day, every day.
I mean, trying to talk to her. Stop trying to talk to her. It boils down to she's not experienced yet. When she gets experienced, she ain't gonna be saying none of this shit. I'm trying to tell you.
But I haven't been in serious because most dudes, they just want to fuck. Around my age, the dudes around my age just want to fuck. They not trying to get into no relationship, and the ones they want a relationship is the ones that I hold. Like, this dude told me, he was like, well, my girl cheated on me, but you still with her, and then you put a ring on it.
When you get that good dick, you ain't going to give a fuck what he do. He can put his dick in your ear. Okay. I'm tired to tell you. You
have
got no idea.
See, I haven't got that yet, so.
Yeah,
that's why I said
it is what it is.
Yep. I just don't understand. I mean, I really don't understand this. I mean,
I actually feel sad for her, man. I really do.
And then she's younger.
Baby.
People used to get older and they start thinking they want to do the threesomes and stuff.
I'm going to celebrate my 26th birthday on Friday.
And baby, if I come help you get some real dick, how about that? I special deliver it. You know, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired. Bushwick said that. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of you being denied real dick. This Bushwick.
That's the super producer.
That's it.
I'm sick of you being denied real dick, baby. It's not going to go on. We're going to stop this. And Sin City is going to help you. I'm going to, I will personally. We tired. We can't have you here upset.
It is what it is. Like, I had a dude sleep with me, right? We had sex. Well, we didn't even have sex, because if it didn't pull in a hole, then you didn't have sex, right? He fucked my hip bone, and then turned around while he was fucking me and about to come. He was like, this is the best pussy I ever been in. For real?
Whoa.
He's still dry humping.
Yeah, we
don't be inside the hole when they don't be inside the hole. We play jokes like that sometimes. I used to do that.
I'm sorry. Don't know how to blow a fly right in the room, but pussy. Y'all fucking around with them inexperienced people.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. For every guy that y'all did that shit to, this is what they tell
fuck
y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
That's some fucked up ass shit.
Exactly.
A girl did tell me that. A girl did tell me that this guy she knew, he was fucking her side. He was fucking her on the side. I'm like, the side? How the hell?
How the fuck you don't know the difference?
What thrill do y'all get out of that? Why don't you just tell him?
Because I tried to tell him, and he wouldn't listen. He's like, hey, you disturbing the goodness of this. It feel good. Do you hear me making any noise? Because I don't have myself doing nothing. I'm just laying there for real. Who is supposed to feel good to? Because this on the hell don't feel good to me.
That's fucked up. Okay. Now, hold on. Janine, I heard you say you do it, too. I mean, if he just spread your legs apart,
mm-hmm.
How did he not see this pussy right there? How did he get to the side? This is what
how
I'm trying to figure out.
Maybe he ain't big enough. He wasn't in the hole, and he was fucking on my side, and he came. And I just laid there, and I was just like, oh, like making the noise and stuff. Like it was.
Oh, that's fucked up.
For the first time ever on this show, I'm ready to hang up because that's fucked up.
I could tolerate a lot of shit, but that's fucked up. Fucked up.
What the whole purpose was for a joke because he had did something to one of my friends, and that was my way. That was our way of paying him back. And so we went around and told everybody at the school.
Oh, that's Stevie. That was fucked up.
Normally y'all know me and Father Time. Me and Father Time don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but I gotta agree with you. That's just totally fucked up.
And he came. So, you know, that was fucked up. That was like the climax of the joke. And he came, y'all. He came.
I still don't understand.
His climax was the climax of the joke.
That's fucked up. I'm at a loss for words.
Sometimes you got to stroke a man's ego, because when it's not good dick, you got to stroke a man's ego so he can get his ass up, because I'm the type of person, I'm like, yeah, it sucks. Could you please put...
That's not stroking my ego.
I'm not finna stroke his motherfucking ego because I want to get mine off too. And if it ain't working out,
Hey, look, you gotta go. Ain't even gonna work. You gotta get up, stop. Keep moving.
If a female told you, like, okay, you come over there to have sex. It's your first time having sex, and he look at you, and he get ready to pull down his pants, and you look at the package, and you be like, yeah, I'm finna go home. I'll talk to you later. It was nice meeting you, though.
Oh, I did that before.
Right.
Y'all ain't done that shit with the right motherfucker. He was lying. I don't feel
bad about it, but it was like so little, you needed a magnifying glass to see that motherfucker.
Hold on, let me tell y'all something. I got to tell y'all ladies this. I mean, I'm glad that y'all been able to walk away from that, but y'all don't fuck around and run to the motherfucker. Y'all don't get a date rate. I'm not bullshit. Y'all get a motherfucker butt naked. Y'all get a motherfucker down in his draw. I mean, he butt naked. His dick hangs out. You talking about, oh, okay, that's all right. I'm finna go. That motherfucker gonna do that penguin walk, grab your ass so fast. I mean, hey,
you
y'all,
what
y'all
gonna do?
Be like that dirty motherfucker from Color Girls.
That's a joke to females. That shit ain't no joke to no dude, though. That's not a joke at all. Come on, leaving? You ain't going nowhere. You going to be calling the police.
Oh,
I'm going to this motherfucker done something to me. Seriously, man. You, ladies, y'all can't be doing that. It's some crazy motherfuckers out here. Y'all can't be doing that kind of stuff. Seriously.
But them crazy motherfuckers should have known their dick was little too. Like, you know your dick little. Like, why you oversell yourself? That's like a girl telling the dude.
Look, that's why he crazy, because he know it's shit little.
Okay, oh, so what? Because his dick little, he don't deserve no loving.
Most dudes, my best friend told me this. He was like, I only got four, and he'll tell you in a heartbeat, I only got 4 inches. I can only hit the sides. I can't hit the bottom, but I can hit all 4 sides. But I can eat the hell out of children. He'll tell you that in a heartbeat. Like, my best friend, the real, he keep it 100. He's like, I got 4 inches. He was like, I might can't hit the bottom, but I can
that's
hit all 4 sides.
See, that's our friend.
Hey.
And that's
I
why he's
friend.
Crying,
that's why y'all his friend, because y'all know, hey.
And just be a sorry for him.
Why y'all bullshit? He running trick on y'all. He running that money. Now, a lot of times it might work. A lot of times it might not work. See, he gonna run that sympathy. Well, you know, I only got 4 inches of dick, and ain't nobody gonna want to fuck me. If y'all fuck around, feel sorry for him. Come on, I give you the pussy. Come on, man, I know you.
Yeah, right. He played all of them.
Hey,
hitting everybody. Hitting them all.
Right, hitting everybody. That's why I said fags. Well, you know what? I ain't going to say fags. Gay people. Because all of them ain't gay. All of them ain't gay. Because you see them, the runs with the pack of women and always talking, but you never really see them with a man. You know what I'm saying? Them ones that just run with women all day, they be like, oh, he gay. Yeah, he gay my ass. You better get his motherfucking ass up out of here. That one night y'all drinking. So, girl, I just want to see how the pussy feel. Yeah, I am motherfucker. You ain't slick, son, bitch.
Hey, let me ask a question, man. Women are always dogging dudes. But, ladies, everybody's shit ain't, all y'all shit ain't good, neither.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't have a story about
the women. What's that?
I mean, they get the same treatment as a man. Now, if your shit ain't selling right, it's something wrong. You need to go take care of that.
Yeah, go get it tightened up or something. Because, this dude told me that he was like, that all females, he was like, after they had kids down there, that they should go back like a rubber band. That's not true, because if you didn't have too many kids down there, you could feel that shit. It's like elastic. My friend was like, I just fell into the pussy. He was like, and then I ain't had no walls to support it or nothing. He was like, I felt like I was swimming in the ocean somewhere.
Oh, no, that, you know what, now, he got a little dick. I ain't going to lie to you. He got a little dick.
he shouldn't have brought the speedboat to a yacht club.
Right.
But I also told him, I said, if she got a man and her man big and you not that big, I said, of course, it's made the fit for him only, because that's who she been sleeping with.
Hey, what my girl say? She better use some of that snap that pussy back. Shit, because
I just don't. I've never had that problem because, first of all, I didn't have my kids naturally. I had a C-section. I did not have that problem. My shit never stretched open, nothing.
I mean,
what
shit,
do you say? What do you say? Young girls don't know about that medical.
Dad, they don't know about that medical.
Hold on, Kinkos.
Snap that pussy back. Yeah, do them Kinkos, girl.
Girl, boo, Kinkos are my best friend.
Okay.
I got 20 times in midstream. Quit playing.
What
you know how you pee and then you stop in the middle of your pee?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's working those Kegel muscles. That's what make your shit tight. See, that's what my husband like, because he said he liked the way it grabbed him. And hold on.
Oh,
you better learn about the muscles. They some powerful motherfuckers, I'm telling you. I'm telling you,
you
get whatever
the
fuck you
want.
That sound bad, but... All right, hold up, y'all. We're going to have to take a break. Y'all motherfuckers got to... Y'all got motherfuckers, look. Tomorrow time to shut up, he didn't grab a Vaseline.
Hold on, man. I'm almost done.
All right, I'm going to play the song, dog. I'm going to put the mood in for you. I'm going to dedicate this song to all the ladies that's on here, man. All right, this for me to y'all. Let's get it in.
Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. I don't know why the hell he picked that goddamn song.
Shit, I like that song. Push it inside you. Well, I, hell, evidently if I was pushing inside of them and they didn't feel it, they sure ain't going to say shit.
Nah, they ain't. Come all on their knees and shit. That's crazy. I said, that shit would piss me because I'm going to look.
Right.
You know, if there's some shit dripping off your thighs, I'm going to be like, yo, what the fuck is that shit?
Because if we do say something, y'all get offended. Even when we try to say it in a way that, you know, that try not to make y'all feel bad about it, but even we, however we say it, y'all get offended. However we
Janine,
try to say it, y'all get offended.
Nah, Janine, the real truth.
Only an insecure man is going to get offended.
Well, he was insecure because I tried to tell him.
Well,
I warned him before I said, you're not doing it for me. I ain't say it like that, but in an all-around way, you're not doing it. We need to make some changes.
Yeah. Always keep it at the bottom.
We need to make some changes. It's not working. he had his warning, so.
Okay, but now, all right, well, okay, all right, I hear what y'all saying, and yeah, y'all do got fellas out there that's like this. But what about these women that's always talking about they miss wet, and they just water dripping, and them bitches be dry as a fuck.
Ain't nobody always wet all the damn time. Come on, now.
I'm sorry. but I have to disagree on that.
I didn't run into something.
I can do in a heartbeat. But if you piss me off while we have a sex, I can go dry as the damn desert because you
pissed
me off.
Burns, because I ain't stopping.
Fuck it.
Okay, I just got a question. Why do dudes during sex and you go dry? Why do they spit down there? That's just nasty.
That you're right. That is nasty. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a new caller calling in. Hey, caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Oh. What's up? Who is?
This is Selena.
Oh, shit.
Selena?
That's me.
What's happening, Selena?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's the topic tonight?
Oh, man, we talking about you low-down, dirty-ass women that be sitting there having these men thinking that they doing some shit, and they ain't doing shit, then y'all want to sit there and play with their intelligence.
Not I.
Damn.
As far as what?
I mean, now, man, all right, Selena, baby, let's just say, for instance, me and you, we about to get it in, and I'm not doing it for you. I ain't doing it for you, and instead of you saying, you know, I ain't even in the right hole, you just lay there. You let me make an ass of myself.
I would not just lay there. No, I would not just lay there.
Did you want to
say something?
I said I would just lay there. You have to get your ass up.
No, but what you talking about? You telling me in the wrong way?
Consequences and repercussions.
Hell yeah, in a heartbeat, and be laughing at the same damn time. Get your ass out of here.
No, you ain't gotta be laughing at me. You ain't gotta be laughing at me.
I be laughing hard as hell, shit.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just saying, it ain't his first time to.
Once again, now this draws me. All right, now. I mean, now some of us, we had that coming. Some of us had that coming. I just like, we might tell you, damn, girl, I'm going to make you see flowers in the snow. I'm going to put this dick on you. And now you go in there and you fuck up. All right. We got that bullshit coming. We got that coming. But what about y'all, this Miss Wet and Aqua Flow and all this shit?
My name, backwards and forwards.
I didn't hear that one too. I mean, y'all say some shit too, and then y'all get there, y'all drive to Sahara Desert.
But I think men lie more than a woman, because a woman knows she ain't.
No,
I think.
No, No. Okay. Well, what about this one? Oh, I can take 10 inches. I can take 10 inches a day. I don't fuck with nothing less than 10.
I don't tell the dude in the heartbeat.
Exactly.
And I want to keep him. So, yeah.
Exactly. You're not putting
you
no key in.
Don't bullshit me.
Okay.
Hey, hold on.
I'm not saying y'all per se, but I know y'all hear women. Oh shit, motherfucker!
Yeah.
I can take this. Now, you know what I'm saying?
The same way.
They probably could, but I ain't letting it run in me. Cause one day I guess I'm gonna get married to something close to it, and I don't want no tea and nothing.
What we've got here
is failure to communicate.
I'm not saying you per se, Selena.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm just saying, just like y'all say the men do that shit, the women do it too. And y'all say, well, more women.
I don't want a man that has 10 inches. I don't want no man that has nine. You're not going to fuck up my insides. What the hell are you?
I hope so.
You don't have to say it like that, though. I do plan on getting some that night.
I hope he gets some grade A. Just, I hope he's some back-breaking motherfucker. You feel it?
Why did you say that, too? Like, I tell the dude in the heartbeat, I'm just looking for somebody every once in a while. You ain't got to break my back all the time, but just knock it out the park every once in a while.
But all the motherfucking stipulations you put on, it's a wonder that you even fuck.
I put a lot of stipulations on it. I just want to do it. You have to be taller than me. You got to be dark-skinned.
He got to be dark-skinned?
He has to be. I don't do light bright. Well, I don't know who knows. The rapper who knows, I do him in a heartbeat. I'm just saying, I do him in a heartbeat.
LaFonda.
But
How tall are you?
I'm only 5'5". I mean, you have to be taller than me, and that's not acting a lot.
Okay, LaFonda, y'all the same size once you lay down.
No, we not. I want to be able to climb a tree. You know.
You don't want to climb no trees because you keep talking about 6 inches is enough for you. So you ain't trying to climb no trees.
No. I want a dude that can put me against the wall and, be pussy down.
You got to break in and set up the soundboard.
I'm saying.
Because he's 5'4".
He can't put me against no wall if he's 5'4". I'm 5'5 and 180 pounds.
Okay.
Don't be I'm short, man. Because, you know, they got something to prove. They got something to prove.
Goddamn right we got something to prove. Yeah. All the motherfuckers in the world.
Don't be slick on them short men, though.
I can't do somebody that's shorter than me. I wear heels, so it's like I'm going to be standing next to you. I'm going to be following you all the damn time. I wear 6-inch stiletto heels.
Look here. I'm going to tell you something now. I'm 5'9", and goddamn it, I'm going to come swinging. And I'm not bullshitting. I'm not bullshitting. I'm gonna make you see flowers in the snow for real.
Now, y'all notice he didn't say nothing about his weight.
I'm 2+. Shit, that's all you need to know. I'm 5'9". I'm 2+. But I look good.
You gotta be like 6'2" to my baby daddy 7'1". So come on, man.
Hey, I'm
6'2". If he didn't go to jail, his ass probably would have went to the NBA. But he loved to stay in jail a little too damn much. Something that's like your second home. But my baby daddy is 7'1". So with that being said, if he's 7'1", you know damn well I ain't finna fuck with nobody that's like.
But wait a minute, you don't even like him.
I can't stand his ass, but I care pretty about him, too. So, with that being said, evidently y'all like right. Something about him.
Oh, okay, LaFonda. All right, baby. I'm going to tell you now. You missing out on the world of shit. You keep thinking that, I'm getting upset now because you should just short me. God damn it. I'm packing.
I like dark-skinned dudes. I like, you got to look like Tyrese type, like dark. Like,
ooh.
I like dark skin. I'm dark skin.
That's bullshit, man. That's a stereotype. That's bullshit.
Ain't no man doing it.
That's not a stereotype. That's a preference. That's a preference, not a
stereotype. Maybe I'm dated a light dude, and they think I don't need nobody who in the mirror more than I am.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I don't need no man that's in the mirror more than I am. A light-skinned nigga is always in the damn mirror looking at himself, making sure he looks good. Stop taking up my mirror time.
No. Come on now. Y'all gonna just sit up here and just dog the brothers out now. Come on now.
You the one. We dogging light-skinned brothers out. There's a difference.
They still brothers, though. We got to represent for the brothers, man.
Hey, I'm dark.
Because I know some brown-skinned motherfuckers that be in the mirror rubbing on their chest. He's just a light-skinned motherfucker. And I'll finesse you with my own 2 eyes.
It's something about a chocolate man that's just a turn-on. I don't know what it is.
Doc of the bear is sweet
about a
juice.
Dark skin.
Hey, the brown-skinned brothers get down, too, man.
Well, I'm going to get some black
brown-skinned, too. I do brown-skinned, too, but I like my chocolate brothers.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
I am a chocoholic.
Not only am I dark skinned.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That's a good one.
Oh, shit. You're
that's
stupid.
No, they
done
put you
I'm going to throw the package, goddammit.
Take them back out.
I personally don't see nothing wrong. Like, people always got something to say.
Well, yeah, y'all preferences are kind of out there. Women's standards. I guess women's standards are higher than men.
But aren't you the same one that said what a white woman is?
Oh, no, what? Men had a type too, because it is a whole bunch of dudes. It was a dude who hit me. I had a little thing on my page, on my Facebook page. He said, I only do white girls. And I said, okay, why are you on my page then?
Okay, you know what? Now, with that being said, you're right, because me personally,
all the way to the bottom.
I love a thick woman. I don't like skinny women. I was told I look like the type that like little skinny women. I don't like skinny women. I don't like
my
skinny
brother said
women
a
at
skinny
all.
Woman can't take a dick, so that's why she
only
don't
a little dick men like skinny women.
I don't know if that's the case, but I don't like
8 times out of 10.
I like.
Hey, where are the white women at? Hey, you go with that shit.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You're the freaking racist, Father Time.
I ain't no
pink toes online.
Pink toes. Oh my God, that sounds like squirt.
I don't know.
And the white woman breaking down my dough.
Wait a minute. Speaking of squirting, I like to know one thing from the women. Now, I was told that most women it's only a certain type of dick can make them squirt. Is this true?
That's not true. I control man, so.
Now I was told it had to be the mushroom head with a curve.
Oh, wow.
Wait, no,
this
no, that is not, I will tell y'all, it's in Dr. Rachel's book. She said the man that makes you squirt the best is the ones that got the mushroom head in the curve. Y'all laughing, but I'm dead serious. Is that true?
I don't know.
Who
the
hell is Doritos?
Yes,
please. Who is
that's
that?
That's not Doritos. That's me.
Well, I don't know, because
I've only been made to squirt once.
I'm trying to think if I had a mushroom and a curve. So I don't know. That ain't true.
I mean,
well, I learned how to control, man, because when you're not getting good dick, I mean, you play with toys, and you just learn how to control some of this shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm saying if that's true, I'm finna spring faucets all across the Northwest Indiana. So I'm just wondering. I mean, I read it, and I was like, hey, I fit the criteria, so, hey. Mm-hmm. Well, and let me go to my sexpert, Janine.
Hell no.
Yes.
Is that true?
I don't know if that's true. I've only been made to squirt by one person. Everybody else, I don't know if I was holding it in or they just didn't know what they was doing, but I've never did that before except with one person.
Okay, well, now let me ask. Do women feel embarrassed because they squirt?
I think that's what it is. So I do, because I've never did it before, and the first time it happened, I felt embarrassed because I didn't know what was going on. You know, the juice was just flying in my face. It just kind of caught me off guard.
Hey, I remember the first time I busted nut. I thought I peed.
Yeah, but that was the best kiss you ever had in your life. That first is the best one. Shit, I need to piss all it. Is this what this is?
You know what I'm saying? And I was watching the porno.
Mm. Oh, wow.
My first nut was by myself.
Okay.
I ain't ashamed to admit that.
I have a question. Why do dudes have to watch a porno to, like, really, what's the word, to get off? Why y'all can't just be in y'all room? I'm horny. My girl ain't at home, or I just don't have nobody to call at this point. Y'all can't just jack off. Y'all got to pop a porno in for real.
Because we don't have an imagination
I can have a
like that.
I'm so serious. I can have a flashback. If somebody put it on me real good, I can have a flashback and come just like that.
Baby, man don't have imagination like that, and some of us don't turn
shit.
Each other off.
That's bullshit.
I can't imagine
it
like that. I'm sorry. I don't imagine it like
that. I can bullshit
that
any time of the day, bro. I don't need no
porno. I don't jack off, so I don't know.
Man,
don't
it's a beautiful feeling, man. It's beautiful.
Wait a minute.
It's you.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
LaFonso, the mirror.
I don't believe that. Every man jacks off. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Father Ty said what? What'd you say, Father Ty?
I say.
He said he.
It's beautiful. Ain't nothing wrong with jacking off.
You ain't no player. You ain't no player.
What's up?
So, how this past week go?
I had a good week. I had a very good week. Very good week.
I can hear. Yeah, very good week.
No, I did not. No, I just moved into my place. I ain't blessed the crib yet. I ain't Christed in the crib yet.
What you waiting on?
This is my weekend now, so I get it in.
That's what's up. You gotta find a victim. A victim? Not a victim.
Yeah.
Hey, I like being a victim sometimes.
I could
play the victim. Stop it, girl. Don't do that. Stop doing that to me, please. I'm gonna call the coppers.
Hey, what they do to me? Nah, you blind. What you doing? What you doing?
Right. Don't do that.
Father, sir, you ain't coming that way. You don't like to get choked.
Oh hell no! You choking, motherfucker?
No, I'm not.
She's like, never mind.
I'm good.
You can't ride this ride.
I ain't tall enough to get on that ride.
Nope.
Fuck all that. Choking motherfuckers and shit.
I thought you said you want to choke somebody, dog.
They talked me out of it, man. The last time we talked about it, I was scared. I may not be able to stop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you hitting it. You hitting it. It's feeling good to you. You choking her. You ain't going to know when to stop. I fuck around being called a motherfucking murder case, man.
This motherfucker's turned
into sex.
Yeah, you don't play that game ever. You ain't got no control over yourself.
I can't control myself.
Not if you think you're going to kill somebody. Hell no. Don't do it.
I told y'all.
And I ain't going to say nothing else because that's conspiracy. But don't worry
about it. Yep, and I got an archive because I'm snitching on everybody. So all y'all told me to do it. I'm taking everybody down with me.
They're going to be like, we already know.
This thing is bigger than Father Time.
Say you got 2 priors already.
Oh, wow.
No doubt. Hey, where everybody at, man? I'm in the Sin City chat room. Sunshine, I see you online. I see my man, Cass.
It won't let me in. I just stopped trying. It won't let me upload no pictures. I think my shit too hot for Sin City. I'm just saying.
Who is it, LaFonda?
It won't let me put no pictures up. I'm so serious. I click it and it won't upload nothing.
See, me and Sunshine are in the same room.
Well, damn, what y'all
doing?
I'm in the room by myself. What the fuck? Hey, man, just playing. Oh, I'm in the room by myself.
Nah, man, listen, you got to hit view rooms, and then you got to click the Sin City room.
I did that. I'm right in here.
Well, I'm looking at Sunshine right now.
Okay, well, something is wrong.
Is she va-va-vooming?
Nah, she laying down.
Damn. Nobody ever doing the va 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 voom no more.
What is the va 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 voom?
Oh, girl, you should have been here when Butter was on the show. We used to get some good shows then.
Oh, wow.
She actually did a porno.
Right. Hey, and the fucked up part is that she said every week her man was like, we going back into the chat room?
He looked at the camera the whole time. Like, yeah, I look.
He was like,
he was there at work.
Right, he was like, yeah. He didn't try. You know a motherfucker trying to kiss or do something. He did none of the above. All he wanted to do was look at the camera.
He like, yeah, y'all motherfuckers see me.
Right, like,
I'm putting in work, goddammit.
I got it. Big Daddy here. That motherfucker was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I went back into it, and I'm the only one in here again. God damn.
You clicking the wrong room, man.
Anybody clicking the wrong room? My thing got something to say. It's a premium plan or something.
Oh, don't worry about that. Just click view your view rooms. You skip all of that. Sunshine, do you see me?
Yeah, I see you.
See, me and Sunshine in the same room, man. Y'all got to catch up, man. Y'all.
Y'all got the curtains up in y'all room.
Hey, I still got the poll up, y'all. I still got the poll up. I'm trying to put a TV show on the site.
So
far, True Blood is winning. So, do I got True Blood fans on the show right now?
No.
I like True Blood. It's all right, but, yeah, I ain't really into the blood thing like that.
Well, you got to go on the site and vote. You got to go vote.
I did. I vote every time I go on that site.
Hold on, though.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on, man. Let me, LaFonda, baby, what are you into?
What am I into? I like The Wire.
No.
As far as
I don't mean. I mean, just sexually. What are you into? Because it's like you've been shot down everything that everybody done said tonight. You don't do threesome.
You don't want big dick.
I mean, I like to share.
Personally,
if I
find a dude that'll put it on me, that I'll be willing to do a threesome. But right now, dick is dick, and that's how I see it. That's the only thing I see it as. What it is dick. Like, I don't chase after it. I don't call it on a regular basis.
I told you, baby, we gonna take care of this on your birthday, all right? We're going to get all this out the way.
Who's going to take care of me?
Your birthday present. Don't worry about it. It's Bushwick, your birthday present. Just when you open the present, be ready to get that good dick, all right? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, do you know how many dudes I didn't heard say that to me,
and it still has not happened? That's why I'm not steady talking. I'm going to show you better. Just open your present and be happy with it.
I am being
Hey, Sunshine, where you go? Hold on, man. Where Sunshine go?
I need some help.
I'm still here, but I was trying to look at something.
You looking pretty good laying down like that, though.
All right, now which room y'all in, man? And Janine, I heard you, baby. I got you. Don't think I hear you. I got you. Y'all in the Sin City chat room, right?
We in the Hit view rooms. You're gonna see General, and then you're gonna see Sin City. Hit the Sin City one.
Dog, I'm looking right at it. I can't. It say two people in the room. Now I just clicked on to it,
and then hit the little camera. In the middle of the screen.
At the top. You didn't say all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Janine.
Yeah, I can't do nothing after I get off my phone, because like I told you, I'm at work.
You working today, too?
No. Okay, this is what happened, right? My mama forgot that I was at work. Thank you, Jesus. I go get my license Friday. So I'll be a licensed driver. I ain't got to worry about her coming to get me, because I almost cursed her ass out. She didn't come and get me till 1 o'clock. I get off at 7 a.m.
Your mama didn't come and get you till 1 in the afternoon?
Yep.
Oh, hell no.
Only reason she remembered, because she needed a babysitter for my niece and my nephew.
How far you live from the job? Is it walking distance?
Hell,
I would have said that
was
6 goddamn hours.
You know what? I walked from the job before, and it took me 4 hours to get home. I work at Monster Mad Inn, which is in Monster, like right off the expressway, right off of Calumet Avenue.
I know exactly where it's at.
Fuck it, I'd have been walking.
Right. I mean, not to get in your business, but do you stay in Gary, Hammond, Chicago?
I stay in Gary. But like I said, I put my 2-week notice in here because this job is off the fucking chain. When you about to snap, I had to hold my tongue from snapping off on a bitch. Like this.
Let me ask you, LaFonda, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Why you call that motherfucker that made you bust a nut?
Because I don't ask him for shit.
No, somebody for a ride
home.
I don't ask anybody for anything. You just do not know. Like, I'm real, like, what's the word, independent. I don't ask anybody for shit. I barely want to ask my mama for a ride. But because I got to go to work and make money, I got to ask.
Sweetheart, there's nothing wrong with, everybody need help every once in a while. Everybody do. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Because then they sit there and be like, I done been dogged out before by asking somebody for something, so I just stopped doing it. Like, I'd rather struggle than ask somebody for it.
Look, honey, right, like I said before, you're going to stop that once you get your birthday
card. Hold on, Wick. Now, we got Selena, we got Janine, we got Sunshine on the phone. Now, I know that they all three of them, they didn't
We got the Rev 2, man. We got the Rev 2. Sorry to interrupt you, brother. We got the Rev 2.
Oh, well,
you just called
in. Oh, okay.
She ain't
pushed
one, so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Rev.
Now, I mean, and what I want y'all to do, and I'm asking y'all as loyal listeners to Sin City, we need to do an intervention with LaFonda because LaFonda got a lot of issues going. LaFonda don't know how to take dick right. LaFonda don't know how to. Hey.
Come on, Selena. Selena always talks shit to me.
That's not my fault either because. That's not my fault. Like, seriously.
Whatever the reason is.
It took 2 weeks for me to lose my virginity. Are you serious? That was the most painful shit I have ever been through in my life.
I understand that, LaFonda. But now, I'm pretty sure Janine, Sunshine, and Selena can get you to understand that dick is good. It can be great.
Dick is good, but I ain't found nobody who can put it on either.
I don't think you know how good dick is because you just keep saying dick is dick. Now, dick ain't just
dick. That's what it is. Hold on for a second.
We ain't got a lot of time. I want to make sure we get this in. Okay, we're going to go down the list. Okay, LaFonda, don't say nothing.
Yes.
Don't interrupt nobody. Okay?
Okay,
Sunshine, we're going to start with you. give a young lady some advice, please.
What do you want me to tell her? She sounds like she might be a bit stubborn, so what you want me to tell her?
Give us some advice. I mean, we know she's young. She's like 25. She'll be 26 on Friday. Happy birthday once again. Give her some advice.
Happy birthday. That's the day before my daughter's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to your baby, too. But give her some advice.
I mean, you know what? I'm not good at that. I don't do the give advice thing. And there's nothing against you, LaFonda. It's just that I've learned in my life that when you give advice to a woman, she's not gonna listen, so I don't even go to
Cardi Pooper.
Whatever.
Well, I understand that, but we're doing the intervention right now because it's bad over here with LaFonda. I mean, y'all didn't heard of the whole show. Everything. I mean, dick is not good to her. Dick is just dick.
You have to understand. Remember what she said she went through. So you have to understand where she's coming from.
Not all women feel the same way. I understand that, but now let's ask LaFonda this question. LaFonda,
mm-hmm.
Can I? You truly are looking for some real good dick, aren't you?
Yes, but I haven't found it. I mean, every time I've had sex with somebody, I haven't came. Like, most women, like my friends, they be like, girl, I had an orgasm. I don't even know what the fuck that feel like.
Oh, my God. You
who was that? Who said, oh, my God?
That sounded like Selena. Let me ask you, what type of men?
I just want to hug
minute,
you.
Y'all.
See, there we go. Now we're getting somewhere now. Selena.
What type of men are you attracted to? Do you get the dudes that wear their pants hanging off their ass and you can see their boxes if they, you know, their shirt way the wrong way?
These be older men.
How much older?
Men in their 30s. Like 32, 35. The dude who made me have orgasm was like 45. That's how old he was.
Yeah, you probably need an older cat.
Because I don't date anybody that's my age. The dude who did make me come, and I think he accidentally did it, he just so happened to stroke that one spot when I told him to stay right there. I said, snake, ooh, right there. Just stay right there.
And that was an accident.
That was an accident because he was about to move.
She said he made her come by accident.
It wasn't an accident. Some men, you have to tell them what you like because not all women like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we misunderstand as women. We think that the man is supposed to know what we like, but they don't. You have to open your mouth and tell them.
I agree with
you. Just like you told him when you said, ooh, right there, don't move, right there. That's how that wasn't no accident, baby. He knew you told him where your spot was, and he went back to it every time. Your problem is you need to find a nigga to listen.
She need to find a dick that's gonna fill her up. Cause if he got to keep touching all the way around and hitting all four corners one at a time, then he ain't got enough dick.
Hey, it's all here to handle that now.
I'm just saying.
What you got for? What's your advice for? We're doing an intervention. What you got? Pull out, you know how they do on the show. Pull out your piece of paper and read that shit off.
I can go both ways. I love the dick and the pussy, and I'm well experienced, so. She has to do it in her own time.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of
yours.
Hey, she likes the dick and the pussy.
Oh, that was perfect.
Man, you just greedy.
She's not ready for me yet, though.
She says she's greedy.
She is not ready for me. I would,
she
but she ain't ready.
Right. That's what I am. I'm hungry right now. Shit. She said she like the big head of pussy. Yeah, hey, I'll take you out every week. Hey, pick that one in the red. Go get some one in the red. Well, we be a dangerous combination, baby. I'm telling you. They be like these two motherfuckers at it again. We probably be... Hey, we be banned from every bar and tavern all across Northwest Louisiana.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Clyde, we had shit on me and you, girl. I'm telling you. Hey, girl. We'll be the new millennium Bonnie and Clyde for their ass.
I know it.
Oh, that's good. That was good. Anybody else got something to say? Because y'all know they're going to cut us off. But we can keep the party going. Anybody got something on their mind they want to get off their chest?
Keep the party going till they cut us off, man.
Sunshine, Selena, Janine, LaFonda, what's on your mind?
Hold on, I'm
still
here
right now. Mama person text me about some bullshit. Wait a minute, I have a question. Did y'all watch the news? Wait a minute, that's right, y'all only get the same damn news as us, because you all the way down to Indianapolis. Turn on the news today, right? It just didn't even sound like just from the beginning when he first started the damn story. Some 17-year-old girl got shot today, right? Well, yesterday. She got shot yesterday. and her friend was with her. Now, her friend didn't get touched. She's 7 months pregnant. Walked up to her, shot her in the head and in the heart. What that sound like to you? The police talking about, we trying to figure out who shot her. Dumbass, it was the baby daddy.
Baby
he didn't
daddy.
Want her to have that damn baby. He did not
baby
want her to have that baby. I figured it
Come
out.
Come on now, you
I
can't just say the baby
about.
Daddy now. There's got to be evidence.
He did.
Y'all already convicted the man already.
She got the head and the heart. And she's 7 months
She may
pregnant.
Have enemies. She might have been
baby.
Beefing with somebody. What if she was
be
beefing with somebody?
The other baby mama.
Come on,
oh,
head and the heart.
A dude, what's your name? You know what? That's the most shit to me. I'm sorry.
Like they ain't no woman killers.
If a man got to pull a gun on a woman, he's a hoe. That I point blank and simple. He's a hoe.
Right. It could have been a female that did it. Women kill too.
No, they said it was a dude. They said it was a dude. They said he pulled up in a car, got out the car, and shot her in her head and in her heart. So evidently the baby daddy hired somebody to do it. I'm just keeping it real. That sounds like some bullshit. You didn't want her to have that baby. Instead of you telling
hold
her
on,
to get
on
board.
Wait. Hold on. Was this in Gary?
No, this was in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago.
And I wasn't no hitman. I was either the baby daddy or the ex-boyfriend.
Exactly.
And the police still trying to figure out. It's like we don't know who did it. Tario. In your head. Come on now. Common sense is telling you. Let's see. Let's go check out baby daddy. Did he really want her to have
well,
a baby?
His daddy might be a police.
Well, the first thing she said, the baby daddy, it could be the ex-boyfriend.
Why is that be somebody they know? It could be. That could have been a random. That could have been just a motherfucker doing some gang initiation type shit.
That was some personal shit right there. You don't walk up to nobody and shoot them in their head and their heart, and you know she's pregnant. Her baby is
really
holding on.
Oh, no,
like,
man. I got to see all the evidence.
I got
to
see
well,
more.
I do
stand like
I watch enough CSI.
Look, you have to bring that message. I mean, it's a sad message, but damn. It's just a momentum right out the damn.
Because it irritates me that the police can't solve shit. Do you know my... Like, it's so much shit out here. The police be having me cracking up. It takes 18 of y'all to come. They was about to kick in my mama dough this morning. I was like, what? Mama was like, they finna kick in my dough. I said, what
this
finna kick in your dough for?
This like a father again, this.
Yes, it is.
Hey, LaFonda.
I'm giving you a wild hug,
man. Hold on
for a second, y'all. Everybody hold on for a second.
LaFonda, we don't show no love to the police on this show. Fuck the police.
Ooh.
You always
well,
I'm just
saying fucking stupid.
Huh?
You don't do no stupid shit like that.
Fuck
them
twice.
My mama telling you, he don't say that. They was like, we need to come in your house.
We do no stories involving the police. And it's Wednesday. This is Wednesday, baby. We talk about sex on Wednesdays.
Right.
You talk about that on Tuesdays.
It's pillow talk, baby.
Well,
we
talking
pillow talk tonight.
Since we talking about
pillow,
you ever had a woman do a split on your dick?
Oh, I would love some shit like that.
Hey, do y'all know how to do the Matrix?
I've asked all the females,
do you know how to do the Matrix? Or do y'all know what the Matrix is?
Yeah, what is that?
You don't know what the Matrix, the back bend while you sucking dick. If you don't know how to do it, then you ain't gave it yet.
I know how to suck it backwards.
I got the Matrix the other day, and I thought that was the greatest experience ever. I must say, everybody needs to experience it.
That sounds like
and the
like
woman
needs
to try.
I want to try.
It's a great experience.
Flexible as hell. She ain't got no damn background either.
That's good.
She could have been a slime. I don't give a rat's ass. That shit felt good. No, whatever. I don't give a rat's ass. I just thought all my dudes and women too. Y'all need to go ahead and try it. It's. I guess
hey,
it helped pop your back.
Hey, if anybody wanted to practice, I will be your test dummy. I'm keeping it real. I will be your test. If you can bend over like that backwards. On the bottom of your feet and the bottom of your hands, I wanted to try that shit.
I'm telling you, great experience.
I thought that was just a back
bend. It's a back bend, going backwards. So you go hold the man's chest or the way down. That's how she did it for me. And she went down and sucked my dick, licked my balls. And I thought it was the greatest experience ever.
Yeah, I would have bust as soon as you touched my chest.
I'm curious. Was this girl black or white? I'm just curious.
What that's got to do with it?
She was black.
What does that have to do with it, black or white? I would have busted as soon as she hit my chest. Backwards like that? Man, I'm busting all day long. I just wasted that one.
You just shot in the eye, made her fall on her head.
Just to see her bend over like that, man, I'm like, God damn. And she touch me?
What?
Touch me at the same time? Man, I'm busting like a motherfucker.
Great experience. She was trying to make me come back. I done went back about four other times. I only get the Matrix or the other Blue Moon. But
yeah,
hey,
but
I go back any time now.
You talking that shit, but you ain't willing to share.
I'm sorry, bro. You
got to
get your own matrix.
Well,
I need to practice. Plus, I don't want to go against your beliefs, dog. You know what I'm saying? I believe in your beliefs.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you.
Believe in.
Hey, only at fetish.cruise.com do you get some crazy-ass inboxes. I'm just saying. On fetish.com, you get the craziest inboxes.
Handle that. That's all I'm gonna say.
What's your inbox,
man?
What's your inbox say?
It's this app on my phone. It's called 169. It's 169 ways to have sex. So I'm looking at it and it says 69 for her and 69 for him. And I know, what the fuck is a jackhammer? I was like, what the fuck?
It's
a
shit. That's what it is. I was just thinking about that shit. I swear to God.
Oh, baby, y'all behind
it
back to 173.
Oh, my Lord. Y'all know
okay,
I know that jackhammer is the shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's a jackhammer? Y'all know I ain't experienced like that. What the fuck is a jackhammer?
It's either the female upside down and the dude standing up, and it's, I guess, you supposed to suck his dick, and she's supposed to, I mean, yeah, and you supposed to eat her pussy, but she upside down.
She had a spread
of
eagle, you know.
I saw that on the porno.
That's too much damn work.
Wow, really?
Oh, y'all. What, you can't hold yourself up?
Whoa. Who said that's too much damn work?
I did. That's too much damn work.
Oh, see, now, here's your problem right now. I'm going to have to tell you, you lazy.
I am not lazy. Trust me, I do a lot of shit in the bedroom, and I still don't get mad out, but I'm going to make sure you get yours off because that's the type of person I am.
You know what, LaFonda? All right, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to make an appointment with my sex expert. My sex for the team. I'm gonna give an appointment with her, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, now I'm gonna come over there and be the special. I'm just gonna and observe what goes on. We will get you out of there. All right. As soon as I get to Gary, I'm gonna send you something via Sin City, via Facebook, but I'm gonna send you something and we gonna lay you across the couch. Alright? You know, like the psychiatrists do, of course. And we gonna commence to give you therapy.
Yeah.
All y'all do is relax.
I'm not lazy, but that's too much damn work because, first of all, what if you drop my ass? I'm going to be highly pissed off. Like, shit, I'm very, very flexible as hell. Can do a split and all. I don't really, like, I'm going to make sure you get yours off. But
do you actually think he's
going to
drop
off.
You and let you bite his shit off? That's not going to happen. He gonna hold you for dead life and show that. Now y'all might fall backwards on his back, but he's not gonna drop you.
And that's what I'll be worried about. Shit like that.
Hold up. Hold up, I gotta ask you something. Have you ever been in the last ride?
What is that?
The last ride? You don't know what the last ride is?
Wait, no.
Yeah, even I know what that is.
That is the best shit right there. What is that?
And I don't think that you'll ever be in it because you're too scary.
What is that? I want to know what it is.
It's like
a man put you on his shoulders while he's standing up
and pin you against the wall and eat your damn pussy. Oh, my God. That is the best motherfucking experience out this world.
He
put you on his shoulders with your pussy in his face.
Like a power ball.
And he pinned you against the wall and he eat your pussy. Damn. See, that's why I said I need to call me.
That got
him
speechless.
You say what? That got him speechless.
He quiet as a motherfucker. All you hear is,
It sounds like everybody just been in the last five, huh? Everybody just got quiet like,
Quiet as a motherfucker, boy. I ain't never had to show this bullshit quiet.
Right. Hey, it seems like they just want to be like,
Oh, my Lord.
But I have forgot all about that. Oh, wait.
Now, LaFonda, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, you've yet to experience a lot of things.
I told y'all, I ain't bloomer. My body didn't even play all that bullshit. Like, seriously, I didn't have sex until I was like,
LaFonda. LaFonda. Right, this alright. We'll see you to the sexpert. Alright? Now the first step is admitting that you got a problem. you gotta admit that you do have a problem. So come on in front of us then. In front of us.
Go ahead, LaFonda. Say my name is LaFonda, and I admit.
LaFonda.
My name is LaFonda. I have yet to have an orgasm.
No. You're deprived.
Exactly.
Come on, my name is LaFonda.
My name is LaFonda.
Hi, LaFonda.
Right.
Everybody got to say hi, LaFonda, at the same time.
Okay, start over.
All right, go ahead, LaFonda.
My name is LaFonda, and...
Oh, you motherfuckers act this damn crazy. I'm telling you, hey, we gonna go national one day, boy, and they gonna love us to death.
Wait, LaFonda.
Hi.
LaFonda, every time you go to the bathroom, practice stopping peeing in, like, midstream. Keep practicing that.
And then just do it while you're at work.
Yeah. But she got to find out what they are.
Do
them now. Know what they are first.
Yeah.
Once you figure out what they are and how to control them, practice. Because I can guarantee you can get whatever the fuck you want from the right man. I can make my husband come whenever the fuck I feel like it. If I'm tired of fucking and he still want to go, all I do is tighten the muscles up and he can't control it. It ain't shit he can do about it once you get to tightening the muscles.
You know what?
And they
you
do
know
that
what?
Shape.
And you we gotta get that to them, man. Cause them motherfuckers, when they get to tighten the muscles up, hey, LaFonda, they ain't lying. When them muscles tighten, it's a wrap. I mean, motherfucker, for a minute, when that motherfucker tightening, you just keep and get to looking you in your eyes like, come on, motherfucker, keep it going. You be like, oh, goddamn. Oh, shit. Hey, Tommy, your stroke get all off. You're uncoordinated.
Hey, Janine. Janine, I think we need to get a show.
I know.
Get us a show, Sex Talk 101.
Yeah. Give you all the advice you want.
Hold on, y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna just spin off of us if we ain't gonna get no profit off this.
Nigga, we finna do whatever. We finna do like the motherfucking Jeffersons, spun off of them Archie Bunker, goddamn it. We finna get our spin off on. Quit playing with me.
Hey, I tell you what, if y'all serious, we can sit down and talk about that kind of shit. Because we want a female spin off show of ours. That's what we looking for. If y'all willing to do it, let's holler about it. Straight up.
What you think, Janae?
Oh, I'm cool with it.
You a dirty bird. I'm a dirty bird. We get on there and talk dirty.
Yeah, I'm real filthy.
But now, hold on, hold on, hold on.